You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Yo, check out Vegas.com. You heard me. Vegas.com. Now, they're friends to the Race Waters podcast.
That's actually right.
If you type in race, and you get a discount. You get a discount from signing up. Here's the thing about Vegas.com. These guys are from Vegas. It's not like you're talking to somebody in Cincinnati trying to get a room in Vegas. They know the town. They're from the town. They work the town. They live in the town. So they're going to hook you up with everything throughout Vegas. Can you beat it?
Yeah, well, springtime's coming, Shiradi.
And that's right. More
that's the best time to visit Vegas and get the best deals for spring break, March Madness, NASCAR, the many clubs and
EDM events. Let me tell you
something.
You get the best deals from Vegas.com. They hook you up with clubs. You get VIP access to the clubs in Vegas. You get VIP access to all the strip clubs. Anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to go in Vegas, they'll take care of it. It's Vegas.com. Vegas.com. Go on there and use the promo code RACE.
Yeah.
And we're going to hook you up.
Right now, they got an offer for 10% off everything.
If it's 10% off everything except hotel and air packages. 10% off of everything that you book up with Vegas.com, except for your airfare and your hotels. But you're already going to get a hookup from that because they're going to hook you up. They're from there.
Right.
They know the best places.
Go to Vegas.com right now. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and enter my code RACE to receive an extra 10% off everything but air hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone. Get your bonus savings by using the secret code RACE. But don't tell people that's the secret code you're using.
And
it's
don't forget this special
code.
Drop watch. They have the drop watch capability. So when you sign up with Vegas.com, let's say you go online, you find, I don't know, a hotel or airfare or something cheaper than what you signed up for. They'll drop the price. Before you even see it, they'll drop it for you. So their drop watch, in case the prices go down in your hotel, you'll get that discount anyway.
Yeah.
Vegas.com.
You here's why. If you're going to go to Vegas, this is why they're better, because a lot of these travel agencies aren't from... These are guys from Vegas.
They're from there. That's the number one
thing. They know insiders to get the best deals. They all live in Vegas, work in Vegas, and party in Vegas. That's who you want guiding you around Vegas.
When the last time you said, hey, my friend from Philly, where should I go in Vegas? It's dumb. You don't do it. Vegas.com, they'll hook you up with the prices. They'll lower your prices. You got drop watch to make sure you get the best prices. And they got access to everything in Vegas.
Yeah, the best rates, not just on hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and VIP bottle service at top clubs if you're a Guido.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Vegas.com, baby. Vegas.com. Use the promo code RACE so we can get the credit. You can get the credit, and you can have a good time in Vegas.
Race Wars.
I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
Yo, welcome back to Race Wars. I mean, Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger. Well, Kurt's not here because he's late and white. He's on white people time. Caitlin's here. Caitlin, welcome. We got Cypher Sounds here.
Hello. Good evening.
Cyph.
Morning.
Cyph, don't get gassed, Cyph.
Sorry, what's the name of this podcast?
Race Wars.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, you had no idea?
Really?
What's happening?
It's too late to turn back now, Cyph. Yeah. You're here. Oh. We locked the door.
Boy, okay.
The door's locked.
All right.
But it's not black, white. It's the human race.
Ah,
we're at war with ourselves, Cypher.
Got it.
Damn.
No, I love race stuff.
Do you?
I'm all for it.
Y'all talk a lot of race stuff on Hot 97, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, we used to.
Who got fired for ching chong chinging it over there?
Somebody
got fired for doing some ching chong's nonsense.
Oh, what's his name?
Who?
The comedian dude. Todd Lynn.
Oh, Todd Lynn.
Todd
That's
Lynn.
Right. That's God bless his soul.
Yeah, and
away.
Another guy, a producer guy behind the scenes, yeah.
And then Miss Info, somebody get pissed off and got $1 million?
Same thing.
Ah, did she sue us and got money?
I don't know if she got money for that.
They gave her something.
Yeah, they gave her something.
Gave her money for what?
For being offended.
I didn't realize there was money in that. I
thought
it was
big
just
money.
A bunch of fucking intellectual masturbatory shit on the internet.
No, it's big money and being offended. I can't wait to get offended at somebody's major company. Well, my luck, I'll probably be the one offending. I think like Sherrod just said titties twice. We're at a board meeting. So what's going on with you?
Me? Lots of things, man. I just left Hot 97.
Yeah, I just found that out 2 days ago.
Yeah, I left after 17 years, so.
Nigga, 17 years.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't on the books for 17 years. I started off as Flex's intern.
Right.
So, you know. But it,
who
I've
doesn't? Everybody started off as Flex's intern, don't they? In Hot 97?
No, not everybody. No. A lot of people don't. Angie was, or like, she worked for him, did his boards.
See?
Big Dennis. The old school.
So, did Flex have something to do with you leaving?
No.
If he got you in, he got to get you out?
No, he wanted me to stay. They offered me another position, but it was just time to go.
Yeah.
What was the position?
Well, I had, when Angie left, I had took over her slot, 3 to 7.
Oh.
So I did the morning show for 7 years, and then I did afternoons for 5 months, and then they got that girl Nessa from Girl Code.
Nessa from Girl Code. That's a black girl?
I don't know what she is. She's hot.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Yeah, I like the girls on Girl. You know, Jessie Mae's my girl, and then what's her name's a friend of the show, Esther.
So yeah,
Esther
what's Kuzum, up, Kurt?
Friend of the show. She's been on.
Yeah.
So look at all the girl code girls in here. But she took over your spot? Like,
yeah, so they gave her. She didn't take over my slot.
Oh,
it was never mine.
Oh, it was the spot that you was filling in for.
I was holding it down.
Did I just walk in and hear Jessie Mae has your job? And
no. Jessie Mae. Kurt's here.
Hold on. K-Bar's coming in.
Oh, K-Bar. That's right. K-Bar's coming in. Yeah. That's right. There he is right there. Give him a chair.
We're just going to be talking about the music aspect of K-Bar.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm bringing up all aspects.
We're not bringing up all aspects.
Ah, I'm bringing up. You better rub me a tree. No, I'm bringing up all aspects.
No, we don't need to.
Are you wearing exactly the same shirt?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
The official Race Wars blue?
The Race Wars blue.
Race Wars navy.
What's up, Kay?
Hey, much.
Good to see you,
Hold
man.
Hold on. We got to. And there's a mic coming for him, or?
Yes, coming right now.
Oh my God!
So what's going on? We were talking about Cypher, about him leaving Hot 97, and
oh yeah, was that your decision to go, or was how long were you there, man?
17 years.
Jesus, really?
That's a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Even I had hip hop for 17.
You could have been level 5 improv UCB by now.
I'm past level 5.
So you're doing comedy. You've been doing comedy for a while.
Excuse me, one second.
Okay, he's taking a phone call.
Hot 97 is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Okay.
Well, how come they got all that bulletproof glass if they're so brave?
Every floor in Hot 97 is bulletproof.
Because I know Cypher from comics, I think I met you at, right? When that place was open.
Yeah, I used to do the comic show, yep.
And I did Hot 97. He brought me in one time in the studio, which was cool. And but back then, he was getting into like going to UCB and shit, which I always thought was hilarious. Because you had to be the only guy in there taking UCB classes, right?
The only what kind of guy?
Wait, hold on. Let me.
I'll take it from here, Kurt. Yeah. The only nigga in the class.
Yeah. There was a couple other ones, but yeah, I was the only.
You're back on.
Now, what you were saying, Syph? You hate everybody at Hot 97?
No. I love everyone at Hot 97. Love.
Because UCB is usually like a white kid kind of.
Yeah, it's very white at UCB.
It's usually people that don't need to make money off comedy.
Yeah, no rent
right
money.
Away.
If you don't need rent money and feed yourself, it's a great place.
No, but that's why they were all fucking mystified when I had that whole like pay me for a Friday show thing. Yes. They were all like, what is he?
Oh, yeah, you would have won behind all that shit.
I have to
say this for reasons of UCB affiliation. Fuck you, Kurt Metzger. Fuck off.
Yeah, but, fuck you for wanting to eat after a show.
because UCB is a very tight-knit community, and the money that this theater makes works to build the theater more. So
that's cool.
Have
outsider,
some fundraisers. I have a
You know what?
Show.
You could do that with one theater, by the way. Like, if they had that one location, I'd be like, oh, I get it. But they got a chain. So that means they have a business model based on they're going to get tickets and not pay the performers ever.
Yes.
And you're not a church, okay? You don't need to do that. Secondly, the show
like Subway,
I was doing.
It's like Subway sandwiches saying, hey, we sell $5 sandwiches because we're trying to help the community. It's like, no, you got to change the shit.
Yeah, but the show I was doing, and I'm not the only, a bunch of improv teams and shit were secretly messaging me about they're sick of that shit.
Oh, of course they are.
Here we go. Conspiracy.
You know it wasn't a conspiracy, but I talked to, what's his name?
Name.
Yes, so I called him. I was taking it like, because you understand the people at UCB East that were infuriating me, they refer to those guys like Amy Poehler and him and the other guy, Matt Walsh, as the Big Four.
The UCB Four.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Big Four. these little fucking commies in.
They are.
So, but
the mob,
but that's not, you know, that's not how Matt Besser and them. They don't talk about themselves that way.
No.
That's how these.
We pray to the UCB Four, so. Mm-hmm.
But that's how these pussies. So, and by the way, it wouldn't have been a big thing. I was doing a show that had always paid, and it got moved to UCB East,
right?
And it was a Friday.
No, I get it.
Where's my fucking $20? Because it cost me money to go to this fucking show,
right?
And they're like, oh, well, they don't pay here. I'm like, well,
that's what they would have told me. Here's the $20, but. Next time,
I had gotten my fucking $20, I wouldn't have said shit. And all I did, I didn't start a thing to like change UCB. I complained on Facebook about it, and these little punk ass snitches there went on Reddit and like, did you hear what he said about the Big Four?
They love their community.
Their community.
Yeah,
no, you complain about everything on Facebook.
I want to take
like
that Big Four.
I forgot about even putting it up there. I vented my spleen, I was done, and then all of a sudden it became a thing without me because they made, because they're like little millennial fucking punks, dude. So that, I mean, I take my hat off to you, Cypher, for just stomaching them to take those classes.
Nah, that's a great place, man.
If you could kill one of the big four, which one would you? I don't even know who these people are.
It's not the big four.
Is Amy Poehler one?
Yeah, Amy Poehler's the one.
Is her boyfriend
one of them? It's her, Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, and another guy.
I'm just going there leg swiping. I would leg swipe.
I don't even listen. I like them in the shit I see them in. I don't even have anything against them.
They're hilarious.
It's just like,
I don't like how people looking up at them.
Stand up already had this fight. Stand up comedy had this fight already, in the 70s, and improvers have never had it. And the reason is because
improvisers,
improv fags. Most they've never had this fight, and the reason is most of the people that do it are like white trust fund kids that doesn't even occur to them. This is just fun times for them. Do you understand? So they don't even understand I mean, people are like, what do you need money from spots? Don't you just use your regular film and TV income to whatever the fuck it is? When I started, I was doing all these black rooms where they would pay good money on a weeknight because these guys pay the rent off that shit.
Because black people know people got to eat. Mm-hmm. Yes. They don't try to play dumb to that fact. Like, I thought you had it like that. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but so then I had people coming like, well, it's a place to explore and do material you couldn't do in the club setting.
Yeah, so
setting.
Is prison, nigga.
And But I'm like, I can explore and do whatever I want in the clubs.
I didn't come
also.
Here for a UCB bash session.
That's right, but that's what you're getting.
No. I want you to stay true. I want the Hot 97 cypher to conquer the UCB cypher.
I'll tell you right now, I do a show every Friday night. I bring hip hop celebrities to come and talk, tell stories, and then we do improv off
That's amazing. So you got a good show. Do they pay? Do they let you get paid
Why
for that show?
Why is my mic down suddenly?
No.
What just happened?
I don't get paid through UCB. But am There's I nobody, saying right, I sell better. Some side tickets?
Okay
no.
Dude, it's not, you know, it's not really.
If they let you hustle, I'm all for, if listen, they should, if they didn't, I would pay them off.
Nah, but listen, I got a TV show. I got a TV show I'm working on. With Alicia Keys.
Okay, she never heard of her.
Swiss Beats.
Doesn't ring a bell. But
Swiss Beats did my show.
If you believe in her, I believe it. I never heard of her.
She's nice. She's pretty good.
Okay.
So Swiss Beats did my show at UCB.
Right.
Said his wife would love it. Then me and her partnered up and developed this TV show that I'm taking, that we're shopping.
That's amazing.
Based on the improv show. So that's where, you know, that's how it's going to
be. Can I just introduce K-Bar real quick?
Yes.
Because this is our man K-Bar that
I
we know from the clubs.
Did that,
K-Bar, because you're a music producer or something?
I make music. Fame Labs is my. I'm a member of Fame Labs, a rap group, underground rap group.
Okay. Really?
New York City. Yeah.
I didn't know any of this about you.
He holds out.
Why'd you bring this guy here?
Well, we can't really say why, but we're gonna.
You know Cypher, right?
Wait. Crazy thing was when I saw his name on the Comedy Cellar list last week.
Oh yeah,
I was like, Cypher Sounds is a comedian. He's like, yeah, he's been here a few times.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh, Cypher's down. He's a comic, man.
When I first met Cypher too, because I just read the name, I thought his name was Sifa. First of all,
everyone
and I was like, oh, is this that South African comedian I've been hearing about? Sifa's here. Sounds. What is that last name?
And I like how when you put it on Facebook, you put Cypher Sounds on Facebook, you made Sounds with a Z at the end.
I assumed it was a Z.
No,
you're
Z.
An animal.
No,
it's
Z.
An S.
All right, so he dropped the ER off Cypher, but made it a proper spelling.
Doing it with one name is okay. Doing it with two names is hack.
I don't know the rules of these names.
Well, that's why I'm here for you, Kurt.
Hold on. So let me ask both of you, because last night, did you see, okay, I put a poster back because it made me fucking furious. Well, not furious. But I was watching Larry Wilmore. You've done Nightly Show.
Yeah.
Okay, so he did the Keep It 100 segment.
Oh, right.
It was your old pal Pete Dominic on.
Yes.
Okay, that girl from What's Happening Now, who is Raj's wife. What's her name? She was actually cool. She's
an actress.
Lisa Marie.
Yeah, I like that show. She's cool.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
She's been down from like Robert Townsend movies and all that shit.
These two fucking lying whores. I don't remember their names. Two black chicks. One's from like Liberia. They're part of some like Melissa Harris Perry kind of bullshit.
Okay.
Do you know Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC?
No.
Do you know who she is?
No.
I know the name.
She has like a battle with Cornel West.
Oh, that bitch. Yes, yes. I know you're talking about.
She the girl with the lisp?
That there you go. Yes. The one that had, they had Eric Holder on, and she asked him to quack like a duck because she's dippy. I gotta get Sade back in here because Sade loves her, but I fucking can't.
Sade's still on probation. Go ahead.
Is she on probation? So yeah. So these two chicks. He goes, "What race? If your kids, who we're talking about spanking kids, right?
I know it already. Oh, shit.
That's and they go, okay, so if you die or whatever, who or what kid, what race would you want to adopt your kids? And it can't be your own. What race or group?
Okay.
Okay? Right. So the first two black chicks go, she's sitting there trying to ponder. First of all, the answer's white. You could just say it right now without having to think.
Yeah, I was going to yell my answer. White.
Because, by the way, that's all that's going to do that
anyway. But not white American, though. I don't want white American.
Hey,
no?
I want
like Dirk Nowitzki white. I want European white.
Hey, fair enough.
I don't want to get my kids mixed up in this bullshit with these white people.
A nice American way to raise your little hootie the right way until he grows up to form the blowfish how he should.
Not American way.
How to pull his pants up.
Yeah,
all right, so
I'll take that.
So they go, she ponders, oh, it's a tough one. The answer's white. She goes, I think Filipino. Fucking Filipino. He didn't throw the weak tea at her either. No, he didn't. He goes, okay, that's keeping a hot. No,
somebody should have threw the weak tea at Larry.
I'm going to bring tea to throw at these bitches. The next one goes, let me think. Asian, which, by the way.
The same thing.
The same fucking thing. Okay.
Cop out, bitches.
Pete Dominic, to his credit, he goes, Jews.
Well, that don't surprise me. Pete's, you know.
That's the smartest answer.
He wants to take his kids away from his wife now and give it to Jews.
Yeah. I should.
I know Pete.
And he probably should.
Probably should.
And by the way, that is the best case. I would have just said white, but Jews, that's the best.
Why would you not go Jew? Why would I pull my kid's future into that Jew-Arab fight? I want white. See, you know what I'm saying? I want Nordic, motherfucker. I want no
Jews get a lot of hate.
I don't want no Jew beef coming down on my kid.
First of all.
I don't want no Arab hate coming down on my kid. I just want I would go white, fucking
You go like Iceland?
Netherlands, fucking Dutch. Oh,
okay, fine. That's very
literal. Not these crappy whites in America.
Number one, I didn't say Hasidic Jews, number one. Okay. The type of Jews who adopt kids or reform Jews. In fact, I knew a lot of my friend growing up, Sarah Jacoby, was this black girl adopted by Jews. That's who should fucking adopt.
I know a lot of friends who are Jew parents.
But the bottom line, it's first of all, black. Even having the argument is ridiculous because the only people adopting your black kid are going to be whites or Jews. Yeah. That's who's going to do it.
Yeah.
Fucking Asians? There ain't no Asian different strokes. That shit ain't never happened.
Never.
A Chinese... Chinese, they don't even keep the fucking girl baby. They throw them in the ocean. What do you think they're going to do when you drop a black baby on their lap?
A donkey kick.
A donkey kick. That's exactly
right.
What do you think?
I want to know the most awkward moment ever in life is when a black couple tries to adopt a white daughter. Has that happened?
Oh, yes, it happened.
Hold on. No way it happened.
I'm saying the attempt.
Oh, yeah, the attempt.
So you might get very
awkward.
You might be a foster parent because I know people who grew up with foster parents who have foster kids who are white kids.
Foster's different.
But the same foster parents who took care of these kids for decades try to adopt them?
No.
Hold on a minute. So you're telling me, outside of the movie The Jerk starring Steve Martin, black people have adopted a white kid?
No.
Did they adopt him?
Because that's like a wacky comedy thing.
No, he wasn't really adopted, by the way. He was just raised by them. Secondly, it's hard for a black couple. I don't care what the couple is. It could be fucking Obama. Good luck adopting a white kid.
Is that true? I have no idea.
Have you seen it?
For white people. I mean, they're just hard to come
by. Have you seen Asians with white kids? White kids go to white parents. Period.
I assumed Asians wouldn't want a white kid, and I don't think Asians adopt white kids.
The same joy of having you. Hey, he's like, hey, let's bring this little white kid in here to fucking work the front door at the fucking Chinese restaurant.
Hold on, I'm gonna Google
this. Somebody can answer the phone who can speak English, and I gotta fight through all that fucking R's for L's. Nigga.
I just didn't even think it happened that black people adopt white kids. Have you? I've never even heard of it.
I've never seen it.
What?
No. I've never seen black people adopt white kids.
I'm sure you can find
kids.
A case of it happening, but I know more cases of people fostering kids and not being able
to. That makes sense.
I bet you there's black parents who have white kids. Are they legally adopted?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I found
something
called black parents who adopt white children confront the myths. I guess the main myth being that black parents adopt white children.
But it happens. I'm sure you can find cases where it happens, but it's more cases.
Hey, I'm not against it. I just don't believe it happens, but maybe it does.
Of course it happens. If you think it never happened in the whole history of America,
there was a girl that was raised by dogs. Everything has happened.
Yes, but enough about you, Caitlin.
We'll get the stats on that. I want to see some stats, some figures.
It's low. I'm sure it's low.
Oh, this is what you're talking about. She was a foster mom trying to adopt these white kids. So
I know a thousand stories like that.
Let me see.
I've seen it myself, my own two eyes.
Like I don't have no problem. Listen, I'm not against that at all. I'm all for anybody adopting anybody because somebody needs to be adopted. But these two chicks were sitting there. I know that, first of all, their dumb thinking was that was some kind of Afrocentric bullshit about if a white family adopts my black baby, how's my baby going to know how to fucking, you know, hate the white man? Yeah, whatever that bullshit is.
Listen, first of all, you never.
The kid will be black if they're black. You don't have to teach them to be black.
We all grow up hating the person in the house with us more than anybody, so. You think white people like, hate black people like I hate them?
White parents now that adopt black kids.
My mic is out.
Your mic's out. Oh, I hear you.
Somebody adjust it.
It's your headphones.
One.
It's your headphones.
Hello? All right. It just keeps going out. Is that? Am I hitting something or what's going on?
A little bit because your mic was hot.
Okay.
Oh, well, consult with me first. How dare you?
I think white people that adopt black kids nowadays, they do all the things they need to do. They take them to the, you know, African American Museum and watch YouTube videos on how to comb black hair.
Shit, I wish my black parents.
What's the African American Museum?
There's probably one somewhere.
East New York?
No, in Philadelphia.
It is in
Philadelphia. It's in Philadelphia?
It's a few. It's a few, though. It's Philadelphia one uptown.
And one in Baltimore.
Well, the Harlem.
The Schaumburg or some shit.
Schaumburg is right in Harlem. Schaumburg,
bitch.
Schaumburg, bitch.
Schaumburg, bitch.
Dysphoria, I think.
By the way.
African Dysphoria in Philly.
The what? Dysphoria? Are you from Philly, Kibo?
I'm from Trent.
Oh, well. Oh, no shit. You're from Trent?
Yeah.
Trent, that's where Sade, our probationary friend Sade.
Did she grow up in Trent?
Sade's from Trent.
What was it like growing up in Trent, Kay? Rough, ain't it? It's the capital, too, of New Jersey.
Yeah. Right, Nat? Put it like this. You used to could fight. Right. No hands. Right. Oh, no.
Yeah. Long guns.
No, they shoot you quick.
They shoot you
right
quick.
Right now? Oh, what? You don't want to argue in Trent.
What is it about, like, capital cities? Like, Albany's like that, too. Albany is a mess. If you go outside of Albany, like, Albany's connected to Detroit, that triangle, niggas shoot.
Well, I love it, dude, in Trenton, that bridge.
But Trenton is the same way. Trenton is like, it seems like a capital city that's just rough.
Like a Camden, dude.
Yeah.
That bridge, this is my favorite thing of Trenton, is
Trenton
that big.
Makes world takes.
Trenton makes the world takes, which is the most bitter shit.
What does it say?
Hey, Trenton.
Makes the Trenton, world takes. The bridge that the Port Rogers teachers perform in front of?
Dude, is that funny?
Do you know why? Yes. Why that bridge was named that?
No.
Because years ago, in the beginning of the industrial age,
right,
most of the stuff that was built around the country, the products was from Trenton.
Right. Yeah. So Trenton makes the world takes.
There you go.
But right.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
The supplies from Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Most people don't even know. Where do you think Trojan condoms were made for years?
Oh.
I want to guess Trenton, New Jersey.
Well, that makes sense because I used them on a lot of Jersey girls.
Before Carter Wallace owned them, they were owned by Young's Rubber Company. Right. And Young's Rubber, my grandmother and my aunt both worked there and retired from there.
Oh, okay.
That's why we always had condoms in the house. you couldn't come home and say, I'm pregnant. What do you mean you're pregnant? I didn't know. You know what condoms are.
Baby, get your condoms.
Hold on. But that song. Dude, that sign makes me laugh because I always think of like, hey, Trenton, you wanna make some stuff for us? Like, why? You're just going to take it. Why should I make anything? Everyone takes it from me. No, I won't. Yeah, the whole world does it.
Okay, go get grandmama's condom slippers now. Go get them. Everything's made out of condoms in here. You know that, boy.
But also, what else is there? Oh, Champagne Company.
Oh, Champagne?
Champagne?
Yeah, Champagne was from Trenton.
Jersey's a mess.
Yeah. If you have a classy event coming up.
No, Camden's a mess.
Camden's a mess.
Camden is.
Trenton from Trenton talk bad about Camden?
Hold on.
He's
last,
not lying.
I think six mayors of Camden.
Yeah.
Are doing bids.
Yeah, all the last. Wow. That's a fact.
Google that net. Hold up. Like the last seven or eight.
Wait,
they're all doing bids right now.
All the last seven or eight mayors of Camden in prison right now.
That's what that means?
Google. Yeah, Camden.
Caitlin.
Amazing.
Camden is
going to jail. He's going to jail.
K-Bar. So when I used to live down there, when I started college, I was in Philly, you know?
Mess.
So me and Jay used to, like, if we were bored or going to my house and stuff, we'd like, let's just drive through the main strip of Camden to look at whores, you know?
Broadway.
Right.
So we'd drive up Broadway and we'd see, like, you know, and then you'd see shows like kids getting off the bus and then just whores next to them. So one day we're driving up the street.
That takes me back.
We're driving up the street. This is a daytime trip, by the way. You don't do it at night.
No.
But,
And this is a while ago. This is like 1997. So this is like almost 20 years ago.
So you missed the 94 through 96 thing, what they did in Camden every Halloween?
Right? What's that?
Burnt down town.
Yeah.
Burnt downtown.
Wait, every Halloween they just burned it down.
For three straight years, they burnt downtown straight to the
ground. It makes construction jobs, though.
Well, we got to get some of those supplies from Trenton.
Now, remember, the mayor's already going to jail, so it doesn't matter.
Right, why would anyone run for mayor after the first, like, four?
To steal.
To steal. So what do you think? Steal.
You get it? Yeah.
You go like this. I'll show them how to steal from here and not get caught.
It's not, bam. Kaylin, they're not like innocent men framed. They're like, why would you run for this job? They're going to frame you. It's they get in to steal.
I guess even when you run for mayor in Camden, they go like this. What have you stole lately?
Sorry, that's not enough.
No, the guy running for mayor is the one who set up the last man to go to jail.
Probably.
Yeah, so they would.
Got him in.
So we're driving down the strip, so we see this guy just choking his lady as we're driving by. He's like a cartoon throttle. And we're like, so we're driving, like, holy shit, dude, was that like a murder? Like, and then so I'm like, dude, we gotta just go and just see.
And
we
stop it, right? You gotta stop. It's two men driving by, a woman getting choked.
Yeah, we're not gonna. So we're like, all right, dude, back the car up because we gotta check. Well, I mean, you still, it's Cam. I'm like, I don't wanna be involved, but I'm not gonna drive by somebody getting murdered. So we pull back up, and they're sitting on the stairs, and he has his arm around her, and then they're making out. Like, it was just their business. It wasn't nothing we had to get involved in.
Larry.
People are into that. I get it.
Yo, check out vegas.com. You heard me. Vegas.com. Now, they're friends to the Race Waters podcast.
That's
actually
right.
If you type in race, and you get a discount. You get a discount from signing up. Here's the thing about Vegas.com. These guys are from Vegas. It's not like you talking to somebody in Cincinnati trying to get a room in Vegas. They know the town. They're from the town. They work the town. They live in the town. So they're going to hook you up with everything throughout Vegas. Can you beat it?
Yeah, well, springtime's coming, Shradi. And
that's right. More
that's the best time to visit Vegas and get the best deals for spring break, March Madness, NASCAR, the many clubs and
let me tell you
EDM
something.
Events.
You get the best deals from Vegas.com. They hook you up with club. You get VIP access to the clubs in Vegas. You get VIP access to all the strip clubs. Anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to go in Vegas, they'll take care of it. It's Vegas.com. Vegas.com. Go on there and use the promo code RACE.
Yeah.
And we're going to hook you up.
Right now, they got an offer for 10% off everything.
It's 10% off everything except hotel and air packages. 10% off of everything that you book up with Vegas.com except for your airfare and your hotels. But you're already going to get a hookup from that because they're going to hook you up. They're from there.
Right.
They know the best places.
Go to Vegas.com right now. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and enter my code RACE to receive an extra 10% off everything but air hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone. Get your bonus savings by using the secret code RACE. But don't tell people that's the secret code you're using.
And don't forget this special drop watch. They have the drop watch capability. So when you sign up with Vegas.com, let's say you go online, you find, I don't know, a hotel or airfare or something cheaper than what you signed up for. They'll drop the price. Before you even see it, they'll drop it for you. So their drop watch, in case the prices go down in your hotel, you'll get that discount anyway.
Yeah.
Vegas.com.
But why? Listen, here's why. If you're going to go to Vegas, this is why they're better, because a lot of these travel agencies aren't from. These are guys from Vegas.
They're from
so
there. That's the number one
they
thing.
Know insiders to get the best deals. They all live in Vegas, work in Vegas, and party in Vegas. That's who you want guiding you around Vegas.
When the last time you said, hey, my friend from Philly, where should I go in Vegas? It's dumb. You don't do it. Vegas.com, they'll hook you up with the prices. They'll lower your prices. You got drop watch to make sure you get the best prices. And they got access to everything in Vegas.
Yeah, the best rates, not just on hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and VIP bottle service at top clubs if you're a Guido.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Vegas.com, baby. Vegas.com. Use the promo code RACE. So we can get the credit, you can get the credit, and you can have a good time in Vegas.
Well, so I used to go, I went to Camden to get weed one time. This is what a dumbass I was, right? My Jessica Delfino,
yeah,
one of her friends from Maine, from Portland, Maine. Jessica, in her teenage years, was living in a crack house, in a white Maine crack house.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and so one of her friends was coming down to South Jersey to get away from heroin. Okay, because there's just too much heroin by her. So she came over, and she looked normal.
She went to Camden?
She came to a
crack. Well, that's, hold on. That, let me tell you what happens. So she comes over. So she goes, yeah, you know, I just had to get out of there, and I'm just trying to get away from heroin. So then I go, listen, whatever you do, if that's your goal, stay the fuck out of Camden. We were in Cherry Hill, Collingswood, which is close to Camden.
Right.
I go, just stay the fuck out of Camden. She came down this blue Subaru, which was kind of a nice car. So like 2 days later, like a fly on shit, she's in Camden, right? And I mean, she worked fast. The next thing I heard from her a week later was
sucking black dicks.
Jessica has to, I wish. You know, it was some this guy named Israel. But she fucking it's a Puerto Rican. Israel, that's that's a Puerto Rican name. So Jessica has to go bail her out of jail. This is a week later. I first see her. She looked fine. She looked normal. She'd already been sober a little bit when I first saw her. Week later, just like, I got to go get her out of fucking jail, lockup. So she has to go meet this girl's boyfriend. I'm like, well, she worked fast. And she picks up this guy named Israel, who's an ex-boxer turned crackhead, who I guess this girl had hooked up with.
In that week.
Yeah, in a week, dude. It just took 1 week.
I'm so jealous.
So they pick her up, and she goes, listen, and the deal was, just bail me out of jail. You can have my car. And the car was a night. I was like, well, that's a good deal. The car was like a decent car, you know?
Don't take the deal. You help your friend. Go ahead, finish.
It's her friend. I don't give a shit. Okay. I don't give a fuck about none of her main white trash friends. So, fuck it. And by the way, the girl wasn't worth helping on any level. She's a sack of shit. So, fucking, she goes to pick her up. The car now, she meets this guy, Israel. I wasn't there. I think I was still at Art Institute. I just found out later. The guy immediately tries to fuck Jessica. The whole ride there. He's like, why don't we just fuck, though? Like,
he's got game like me.
She's like, nah, I'm not going to get her out. I mean, this is like a 10-minute ride. It's not like... it's not like they even have time for... And Jessica's driving. I don't know how he's going to pull this off.
So he is a sexy driver.
So finally he goes, all right, fine. He goes, I'm going to smoke crack then. So he's in the passenger seat. By the way, the car at this point, this is 1 week later, the car is destroyed. The lights are all hanging out because this dude used to smoke crack and punch the fucking lights and roof, and it's all hanging out. So she says it's like the whole car reeked like burnt G.I. Joe's when I saw the car. Yeah. So he's sitting there on the way. They're in the parking lot of the fucking jail. You know, and so then they fucking get her out. She's all scabby and shit now, you know, because she's all heroined up.
Right.
My dumb ass was like, because we had no, you know, now you can get weed like wherever, but this is back when there was still schwag.
Remember
that? You could get schwag and like mids. Yeah, like weed was, Philly just was like a dump dude. But that shitty Philly, seedy kind of weed. But we still would smoke it. I'm like, all right, well, we can get some weed. My drug addict ass is not even thinking about, I should be away from these people as soon as possible. Okay? And I didn't know that he had been trying to fuck her the whole time. I'm still naive at this point where I'm like, I don't know how to just profile people. Like, now I know I'm a profiler.
He seems fun.
Yeah. Just like if your name's Israel and you got a pencil beard.
It's biblical.
And a bull. It's a biblical name.
People.
So we go to fucking their place. Okay, there's no furniture. Okay,
right.
There's I mean, it's just barren and a little tiny TV in a living room, and this little dude. He's a Dominican. I thought he was black, but he's a Dominican black guy with just wearing long jean shorts, no shirt, no shoes. He looked like the Hulk.
No shirt, no shoes.
I was calling him Dominican
no
Hulk because he looked like he fucking transforms into Hulk,
right.
and then he was back to his regular. Like it looked like he passed out calmly on the fucking. He was a fucking junkie that lived with them. So he's just sitting on the wall. I mean, he almost looked dead when I walked in, watching The Price is Right on this little tiny TV. Okay.
It does cross.
Didn't say a word. So Israel, meanwhile, is like, and this guy's butt. So they're heroin addicts. Israel's a crackhead. They all live together like a fucked up. Like, he's like, all right, yeah, I'll get you what you need. He goes, give me the money. And I'm like, well, we're going to ride with you, dude. Because I had at least enough sense to not just hand him money.
Right.
Good for you, Kurt. And he goes, but still, I'm an idiot. So he goes, I think I was like 20. So he goes, yeah, but two white people in the car, we're going to get pulled over, which is a fact. In Camden, just being white, we're driving to Camden, that's grounds to pull you over because they're like, what are you doing here? There can't be any legitimate reason for you to be in Camden.
I heard a cop car in Camden pulled over another cop car, got confused.
It happens. He wanted to go by himself with just Jessica to this project. I'm like, dude, there's no way the two of you. I had enough sense like that. I'm like, I'm going with you. There's no way I'm sending her out there alone with you to a fucking project.
No.
I wasn't even putting it on him like that, but obviously it should be put on him. He's a sack of shit.
Yeah.
So he goes, all right, fine. And by the way, I think I ruined a plan to just take some money and probably rape my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, it's
being present.
Rape and kill her.
Okay.
Wait,
so we're in
the
car.
Other girl at this time?
The other girl is staying home. She had to go get a shower from me.
Yeah. Get a shower.
Okay. So apparently while we were gone, that guy Shorty sprung to life to go through all her panties while she was in the shower to sniff them. We found out later when I got
there. Nothing wrong with that.
So we go to these projects in Camden.
We've all been there.
We go to the guy, he goes, all right, what you want? And I wanted dime bags, you know? So I give him so he still buy dime bags.
Yes, this was bad.
So I don't know if I give him like 30 bucks. And we pull to the worst. I mean, even in New York, a project is like a tall building.
It's running water. It's like the projects in New York.
This shit, like half the buildings were just collapsed in. Yes. There's two-story buildings. like an old Best Western or something they turned into project and just collapsed. And then there was one where there should have been a building, like there was the roof of a building, but nothing between two of the buildings. And then in the middle, there's all these dudes that just hang out in the dark. I mean, it was terrifying. Like,
the so building was a reverse convertible?
Yeah, it was like a reverse convertible, yes. So we pull up into the parking lot. He goes, all right, I'm going to go in and get this shit. I'm sitting there with Jessica in the car. By the way, being like, why would I, did I want weed this bad? I could have just waited to see my friend that has weed. And I mean, there's no reason for me to be, that's the level of junkie I am. So I'm sitting there like, so he walks into the darkness, like a, like Mordor or some shit. Okay. I just see like teeth and eyes looking out of the fucking darkness at him. God. Okay. And I'm, and it's taken a long time and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Why did I come here? What are we? And Jessica's like, yeah, we should never do this again. Like what we're making, like, deals with God in the car. Like, just get us out. So so then finally he emerges out of this pitch black fucking alley he walked into. Right. And I see, and I saw, I caught an AK, like a glimpse of an AK, like someone was sitting there with an AK.
What?
He comes out, all of a sudden he goes, oh, like this, like, the fuck with us, like you got shot. I didn't even hear a gunshot, but him just doing that, I go, oh God, oh God. I'm just
like, oh my God. I like this guy.
Yeah. So he gets in the car and fucking hands me three nickel bags of weed. Like, I don't know the difference between nickel bag, but I'm like, and I wanted to be like, hey man, these, I said dimes, but I'm just like, yeah, this is my fault for coming.
That's good, you owned it.
Yeah, we come back.
You owned it,
Kirk. I'm like, I'm an idiot for, because he wanted to get extra crack or something. Didn't even get Shorty his shit, okay? Because, and the reason I know is we show up, and I'd never seen Shorty move or anything. We walk in the house, fucking Shorty's back in his spot like this. And he goes, here you go, Shorty. He threw him like something. And then all of a sudden, Shorty speaks, he goes, you played me, man! And he goes, shut up, Shorty. I know you've been sniffing my girl's panties when she in the shower. And then they were about to get into like some, and it was getting like escalated. Now Shorty's bouncing around because he's got junkie not getting his shit energy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, someone's going to die. Like, Israel goes to get a fucking handgun out of something. And I'm like, me and Jessica just left in the car and went back, and I have no idea what became of her friend or that dude or any of them. But like, I think I've been, and since then I had been in like two or three more things like that.
Oh yeah, I've been in a few things like that.
Trying to get, one time
all
was,
drug or pussy related.
Yeah.
All of them.
One time my friend that turned into a woman in college, my buddy Jeff, became, and he decided he was a woman halfway through the year. And he's this is in Philly. So he decided to do it by taking a lot of black market hormones and shit. And I started calling himself Brooke. I don't know what became of him either, but he was like, he was hanging out with like Puerto Rican trannies turning tricks to pay
for his operations.
Right. Yeah. But he was nice. I mean, he wasn't like a guy he couldn't trust. He was just fucked up in the
I
head.
I know where he is now.
Yeah, so
he's Brooke Hogan.
And he became better friends with Jess when he became a woman. And the reason was he did this shitty woman impression. Like, I knew him as just he just seemed regular. Then he told me he was gay, and I would have never known he was gay. And I was like, well, that's fine, man. I don't give a shit, you know? And then a week later, he's like, well, I'm a woman. Which I don't know that he was. I think he just couldn't deal, like Mr. Garrison on South Park.
Right.
Couldn't deal being gay.
Right.
And I go, I don't know if you should do that, Jeff. I think you should think it over more. But he went ahead with it, and he was just the ugliest woman.
Oh. You never see, let me tell you something, with this come to these sex chains operations, it's everybody's freedom to do it.
Yeah.
I've never seen a hot one.
Oh, I have.
You don't know.
Unless they're Filipino or Asian.
Mm-mm. Well, I've never you seen don't a know. That you know what? Bailey J looks all
right.
Hold on. Bailey J looks all right for a fucking having the dick still.
But she has the dick still. I'm talking about after dick cut. The after slice.
Yeah, but just after might hormones. You might have seen one that looks so gorgeous and don't
that's
know.
Fact. That's fact. Yeah. That's a thing. Yeah.
No, you're just looking at the ones that, like, you got a square chin.
Wait, so, dude, I'm trying to get weed again. We're in Philly, I'm trying to get weed again. I'm like, Brooke, we need weed, okay? So she's like, all right, come with us. And we get in this van. I get in the van with her and this other transsexual named G, who was like really nice, but really tall Puerto Rican transsexual hooker.
Always fine. All transsexuals usually are nice people.
No, totally cool. Always, you know, nice, like, and I didn't have any fear of like we weren't going to get our shit. Like, G was on the level. We're in this van driving the shitty part of Philly to get this. He goes, I got to pick up my boyfriend first. So she picks up this dude who, really gangster looking, either Puerto Rican or Dominican guy. I can't remember his name. It was like Junior or something.
Cypher.
But his name was, I believe his name was Cypher. Sounds. I don't know. So he gets in the car and immediately sees me and just stares at me like hatefully. because I think he's one of those DL kind of dudes that like people. So now there's a guy in the car that knows this is his thing, and he was furious. Like, he was probably going to BG for that, for bringing him in somewhere somebody knows his secret.
She should know better than that. She trying to show off this old bitch, and she know he on a down low.
And why every time you go do something with a girl, why they always want to go pick somebody up or pick up their boyfriend? Like,
proof.
Let's just get this done.
Yes.
I look at it like this. This was like the hood version of let's go apple picking, but this was we're going to go get heroin and pot.
Yes, yes.
We get to collect our own. So we get in this van and go drive. The shit was on the level, but that guy, man, I was afraid he was going to like fucking just attack me just for seeing his...
But he won't. You know why? Because then is a story. Now you can call the cops, whatever, what y'all doing, who was there. Now it's a whole gangster.
But Philly, dude, Philly doesn't think ahead.
See, you're right.
New York, maybe someone would think like that. But in Philly, they don't think ahead. I had a friend that got killed for his CD player by a guy we were all kind of friends with.
Right.
And the guy just decided he wanted this fucking CD player. I mean, a fucking outdated CD player. Cut this kid's throat.
Cut his throat?
Yeah, cut his throat so he could steal his fucking CD. So that's how dumb. I mean, maybe Philly's different now, but when I was there, nobody thought more than 5 minutes ahead.
That's Philly is so dumb. Embarrassing now.
Right? It's like, who's getting arrested for the rest of your life for some shit that's going to be obsolete? Yeah, like,
I killed a man for an track player.
Yeah, why are you in jail? I killed somebody over a
It's like, we don't even use that shit no You'd more. Like, you in jail that? For that?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Where'd you guys grow up, by the way? Where are you from, Cypher?
I'm from the Bronx.
And what about you?
Trent.
Oh, right, you told me already.
What part of the Bronx?
I don't understand the DL thing. Like the down low. I don't understand. No, I know what it means, but I don't understand if I'm a trans person and I'm dating somebody who's into that, and obviously they know because they've seen me naked, and I bring somebody.
It was dark,
my
Maury.
Friend. Right? Like, is that not a moment of connection? Of like, oh, cool, I can relax.
No.
I'm
like a girl.
No. I'm sorry.
That dude is pissed at his girlfriend or whatever she is for bringing an outsider around.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you picking me up with that dude in the car?
Now that's two people got to keep alive. Yeah. Now three people got to keep alive.
Especially a white college kid. That's the last person you want seeing your secret fucking pleasures.
It's like, hey, I saw you when you was with Stacy.
Hey, Junior, is that you? Remember? I see him out somewhere with his boys. Hey, man, remember we got that pot? And you were with that guy that says he's a woman, but you fuck him? Hey, good to meet you, fellas. I give him a good hearty handshake, each one of them.
The least people know the better.
Hey, super to see you guys. All right, I got to go back to school.
Oh, man. Snipe, tell us about the Bronx, money. What high school you went to, first of all?
I moved to Long Island in high school.
Okay.
So I moved to like a very white town. Okay. Wantagh, Long Island.
Wantagh.
They always got those stupid fucking names in Indian Long Island. Like I'm from Ronkonkoma. Yeah.
It's Indian names, you white bastard.
Massapequa. Stupid.
No Indians there anymore.
How about Joe? No. I'm from Joe.
White man pushed all the Indians into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, but we kept the name.
You kept the name out of respect, but you ain't keep the people.
Did you ever go to...
White people stink.
Hold up. You did Foxwoods, right?
Yeah.
And went to that cheesesteak place there, the good one?
Oh, yeah.
But I love that sign. It says Indians Leap. It's like a little tourist spot. Because they probably didn't want to call it Indian shoved off a cliff at rifle point. Yeah. So they called it Indians Leap. Those Indians just leap.
It's the strangest thing. The white man is the devil.
White man is the devil.
The devil.
Yeah, I became a 5% in high school, right?
Oh,
in a white high school.
That's a common thing, though, isn't it? To be like the
to group up.
Like there's always like because the high school I went to was like two black kids who were cooler than everybody because they're the only black kids. And then senior and everybody loved them. Senior year, like they fucking that's when they put on their Malcolm X shirt or in the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. Yeah.
And then now they read some books and they're mad. And but like their life was great with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't like
I went to a high school called MacArthur High School.
MacArthur.
It was me. There was my friend Lewis, and my real name's Lewis, so it was two Lewises.
Okay.
Then there was five black kids
that
lived in a group home. There wasn't five black families in the neighborhood. There was a group home.
Oh, that's hard.
And then there was some, like, Ecuadorian immigrants.
Wait, what's a group home specific? Is that, like, a foster kids? Or is that, like...
It's like a house
was
where
it
you
like, live. Was it, like, drugs?
No.
No,
a group home is
It's like foster kids who don't have a foster home.
Yeah. So they got one building for all of them.
Oh, okay.
It's not an orphanage.
It's not an orphanage. All right.
It's weird. I guess it's like... Like we're foster kids who have like a foster home, but let's say there's just not enough foster parents. Yeah, they go to this like it's almost just like
dorm.
It's like bunks. Yeah, it's like a dorm.
It's
a house.
Okay.
A foster. It's basically foster kids
who don't, they don't have no parents for them. So they just put them all
in the house. It's like somebody somebody works there and they watch over the, they're like the guardian.
Right.
But there, so there's five kids, five black kids in a group home, and then me, this other Spanish kid, and then some immigrants.
Right.
And then that was it. Everybody else was like white, Italian, Jewish. Different kind of white.
And you you joined 5%
of white. So
you were literally 5%.
Yeah, I was like 4.
More like 1.7.
Like I got into like, I read like the autobiography of Malcolm X, and then hip hop in the 90s mixed with reading that book.
Yes.
A lot of the verbiage was the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I got into it. And then so my senior year in high school.
What was your 5% name?
Just Cypher.
Okay, Cypher. That's right.
So I'm walking around high school with these 5% pins and buttons on my vest, and like, you white devil. Everybody's like, yo, Lou got weird over the summer.
Oh, damn.
Well, just explain in case anybody doesn't know exactly why it's called 5%ers. I know it, but what is it? What is the, how's it break down to 5%?
So,
all right,
so there's the, like Malcolm X and Farrakhan was the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And that was a big black movement in the 70s.
They broke off from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the guy Clarence 13X was part of the Nation of Islam.
Right.
But didn't want to, he disliked smoking weed. He didn't want to give the
was
weed.
That was
that's
over?
Not that's really it, man. Whoa. That's not it. I'm a 5%er. That's not
that's part
it.
Of it.
Wait, so what was it over?
I'm a 5%er.
Well, why did he split? What do you say?
Basically, he was told he couldn't teach that the black man was God in the temple. And they said, you have to leave.
Yeah, and he likes smoking weed.
Yeah, but there's, hold up. There's many people who left the temple besides for smoking weed. You had mad renegades who
I'm
they were
it,
what they
I'm
quote
telling
there.
The, I'm telling it on a comedy podcast.
Oh, of course. I understand.
If you want to do the knowledge.
No, I agree. I understand.
I'll tell you what though, K-Bar, because that's the official reason. I've heard that too. That's the official reason. But I kind of believe him. Like, that's probably the real reason.
I'm just saying, like.
Oh, yeah, but dude, he smoked. Of course, everybody knows that.
Yeah, like, that. This is, like, I'm being comedic.
Oh, yeah, of course I know that.
But, yeah, my whole life changed. Becoming a 5%er, so I don't. Oh, yeah. I'm not mocking it, but I'm just being funny.
That.
But like, so yeah. So he left that and then started. Instead of looking at God as some mystery being in the sky,
right.
Black man is God.
Right.
So, but a lot of the teachings from the Nation of Islam and 5% are very similar. Basically based off of it.
Yeah. Okay.
But what's the primary difference?
White man's
knowledge. Different.
The God you pray. Muslims pray to Allah in the sky.
Okay.
And
they pray to a God.
There is no God.
Oh,
yeah. You are God.
Oh, got it.
You are God.
Okay.
Like, cool. And what does that mean? Like, you, like, I've heard, I know that, but like, what does that mean that you're God? Like, did you create all this?
Well, or is it just,
there's no one higher than you.
You have one life to live.
Right.
Everybody knows somebody that died.
Right.
Everybody talks about there's heaven and hell.
Right.
Who's been there? Who's came back from either one of them places to say, hey, better come to heaven?
Right.
Well, also, black
you don't
men
want to go to hell.
Well, it's actually not an unreasonable. I mean, it sounds like just kind of atheism, but like it's not an unreasonable.
But black man is God is because also civilization started with the black man.
Now, so explain how that now because the wait. All that Yaqub shit
yeah,
is that cool. That's supposed to happen. You know, the tribe of Shabazz. As I read it, they said that's like trillions of years ago that happened. That's how Elijah Muhammad first said it. But how long ago?
It's math off.
Yeah, but
trillions.
Yeah, but well, that's what he said. 22 trillion. I mean, if you his recording, that's this Elijah Muhammad.
He's a dude. He ain't right.
But what's the actual?
And I said that nigga wrong.
Well, he's the guy that made up the idea.
I get it. And I said that nigga's incorrect.
I love that. I love you could make
and
up.
And I'm the dude who made up the thing who said he was wrong.
George Lucas. It was not in a galaxy far, far away. It was here. How dare you get it wrong?
But it was in L.A. When
what's
he shot
the actual? That. Yeah. So what's the actual story with the tribe of Shabazz? 5% is that's your guys' thing, isn't it?
Nah, tribe of Shabazz is Nation of Islam. Yeah.
But what about Yaqub and all that shit? That's not 5%.
Well, that Yaqub in the Bible would be Jacob. That's all. That's all. It's just the Arabic name for Jacob.
Yep. So it's just the same because I
the, honestly, the, prim, the story of Yaqub is told in the Bible is just told through Jacob. That's all.
So the story about him being a scientist. That grafted the germ to make white people. That's not in the Bible.
Now, everybody takes that part. Yeah, well, it is because they talk about the selection of the spotted and the not. Well, if I'm correct, and the non-spotted animals. But it's just a parable.
Sure.
Right. It's not a literal thing.
Grafting goes on every day. We see it in fruit. Right. The foods we eat, that whole, what's that, Monsanto, the GMO, why right. nobody want it? Because those are grafted seeds.
Right.
They're not natural seeds.
Well, right. even yeah, just stuff we've had, like bananas only exist because somebody grafted, you know, we GMO'd bananas into being bananas. They were inedible.
The original bananas are the small ones.
Right, that's right.
The big ones in the supermarket, those are
GMOs. Those are genetically modified.
Like the original almond was poisonous and like a really bitter thing. And so, like, you know, nomadic tribes that would take the same route over and over again, like children mm-hmm. would like pick out, and the almonds that they liked, they'd finish eating, and then they'd shit that shit out. And then so like along those trails, you would end up with these sort of like, so like modification's been happening on a smaller scale for a long time. Yeah.
That's what elephants do.
Well, impressive. So hold on. So it's a parable. So that's not a literally true story. Or
no,
it is?
Well, you look at it like this. It's just genetics. Okay. It basically, what it would be termed in nowadays, a controlled mm-hmm. experiment. They were put in. People are put into a controlled environment. It's just like if you look at the projects, that's a controlled environment.
Right.
It's an experiment going on. They just
it's a project.
That's what it is. It's
so
an
what was the what was the level of tech, like, so that Shabazz thing, is that not 5% or is that a different?
That's Nation Islam.
That's Nation Islam. Yeah. Okay, so
Fajr
what
Yaqub, that's all that was, is a controlled experiment.
Well, just explain from the whole thing, the Yaqub thing, if you don't mind. Like,
Yaqub was just a person that basically had an idea and came amongst the dissatisfied people.
Well, who were the people? Like, who?
The people of that day and time. Say it was like here.
Right.
Say Cypher came amongst us.
This is Jews, or I'm just trying to like set.
Oh, black people. Yeah.
So black people were living. This is in Africa. This happened. Or where?
Asia.
Okay, so it's in Asia.
The whole planet. Yeah.
And what's their technology level? Because I'm not sure what you guys say, but some places say spaceships and shit.
No.
I don't know if that's what.
No.
I'm just asking. I don't know what your specific thing is.
He's making certain people have sex.
Yeah. So basically, put like this: if I put 10 black people in a room.
Okay.
All right, and I kept them in that room, and that was their whole world. They're only going to have sex with each other. Now, if they're different shades, if I keep the dark ones from having children together and only have the light ones, eventually you'll have you.
Yeah, you, Caitlin.
Yes. Or Kurt. We invented white people. Yeah. Just deal with it. We invented not.
Listen,
it's just genetic. It's
hold
just
on.
A genetic.
Caitlin,
genetic
stop.
Thing.
Well, oh, not you. What I'm saying is, first of all, that's true. All people are a subset of Africans,
yes.
Ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. We created you. Without cocks and pussies.
But I don't know about it, like a scientist.
Welcome.
But so just how? What's the story of Yaqub and what did he do? And
no, that's what I said. The way it's explained in the autobiography of Malcolm X is sort of like almost cartoonish cartoonish character, so the
right.
big-headed scientist. But right. they called him a big-headed scientist because at the age of 18, he was supposed to have completed all the schools.
Right.
Basically like a child prodigy.
The schools of what? Like what?
Of the area he's in, I think I want to say Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And basically the schools of that day and time,
right.
he had completed all the universities. So
right.
at 18... He was basically
a
smart motherfucker.
Right.
That's all. Just a smart motherfucker.
Drop mm-hmm. the knowledge, K. Drop it on these whites. Drop it on whites.
So, okay. So he created, but he's the guy that bred white people.
Yeah, but
it
wasn't like a couple years. Like, it was like hundreds of years.
It's a process.
Put
like this.
It says 6,000 years ago.
They said 600 years. But if you all it takes to graft or make a child is 9 months.
So it's kind of like what we did to dogs. Okay.
Yeah.
We did to you what you did to dogs.
And then they did back to slavery.
So we're like the Maltese.
Like in slavery, they had selective breeding.
Right. Yes. And that's when the roosters came home the roost when Whitey got his back for.
So what was the purpose of him doing that?
To bring about a change.
I mean, what's the purpose of a Maltese, you know? We're really cute.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't. I mean, look, that is true, by the way, that everybody comes from Africa originally and that everybody's an inbred. But it takes like 100,000 years to create a fucking kind of meaningful change like that in human beings. Like the Bible timelines. This is like the fault. This is when I was a Jehovah's Witness. We had all this 6,000 years bullshit because time began with the story of Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
All that. Like all the science doesn't bear that out.
Shit.
That's
hold up. Like you said, the Bible covers a little period of 6,000 years.
Right.
But as we all know, there's things before the 6,000 years.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
A lot before that. God damn it, the whole foundation comes before the Bible.
So explain the white, because I read a little bit. There's this guy that was writing in Vice. He's this white guy that's a 5%.
Michael Muhammad Knight.
Yeah, do you know him?
Michael Muhammad Knight.
You know him, right? Okay. So he was trying to explain. So explain the whole white devil thing, because I know people look at it as like it's a racist religious group because of the white devil thing.
There's the 10%, which are the rich bloodsuckers of the poor, the 85% who are the deaf, dumb, and blind. And then the 5% who are the poor righteous teachers.
Poor righteous teaching. Yeah.
Who for some reason have all been in the pen. Most of the poor righteous teachers.
Yeah, the 10% is going to lock up the 5%.
Yeah, if you're going to lock up
that's
the whole.
True, but that's not true. That's Jesus not true. It's just that put like this. You have people who will tell you that the 5% nation, oh, that's a jailhouse religion.
That's what I thought, yeah.
No, been in jail. It's not true.
I've never been in jail.
The knowledge is not a religion. It's like, it's just... Just like the Nation of Islam is in the prisons, just like Christianity is in the prisons.
Christianity is the biggest thing in the prison. So is Christianity a jailhouse of religion? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Jailhouse religion.
But in prison,
well,
guess what?
I thought,
the 5% are considered Nation of Islam a security threat group. And they're considered a security threat group.
Why is that?
In penal systems throughout the United States.
I believe it.
They're considered a security threat group. Because now, it's only 5%. You go to any jail in America, there's way more Christians in there.
And they start riots.
There's way more Muslims there. But the 5% is
they know how to satisfy
the security threat group.
But they know how to satisfy the Christians. They know how to buy off the Christians. The dangerous nigga in the room is motherfucker who you can't buy off.
So hold on. So what? Just explain the white devil thing just for people listening that don't understand it. Like, how is it that black man is God?
Well,
like,
black man is God because he's the original man.
When you say that black man is God, do you mean like the collective... black man, or do you mean like the original, like what you were talking about, and that like everything
like birth,
created
birth of,
birth of society culture. So it's a historical perspective, so we're not talking about like current
as
far as like the everything root on earth.
If the tree is an apple tree and you get apples that come off, it's all connected.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how is the white man the devil is what I'm saying? Like, is that figurative or what is that?
Well, he's grafted, that's all, and that's just saying that he has less, he's missing pigmentation. His blood isn't as strong. His bones aren't as strong.
Glass chin.
Like, you have, hold on, now, you have, see, black people, we have a black disease that white people don't get, sickle cell anemia.
Yeah.
Some white people do, as a matter
NYPD.
Of fact.
NYPD, we come down with a case of NYPD.
white people, they get head lice. Black people don't get head lice.
Ah.
They don't?
Really?
No, black people don't get head lice.
Hold on, I'm going to Google that.
I never had lice.
We've been Googling this whole time.
The Googler.
Black people get head lice.
Why do black people not get head lice?
Because our hair is curly.
Really?
Straight hair is susceptible to lice. Black people don't get lice.
What about crabs,
if
though?
You'll have people, when you Googling, they'll say you have some black kids who have gotten lice, but they have...
Half black,
Vanessa
Williams. Yeah. I don't know why I threw her under the bus, but I heard she was
a
licey bitch.
Yeah, she got
lice. That's actually like, an old wives' tale. Anyone with hair can get head lice.
Nah, black people don't get head lice. I learned that from white people. White nurse told me that in school.
White
nurse told me that because they was taking all the kids, like, we're having lice tests. You know, as a child, you in school. Why can't I leave class? Why? Oh, no. You're black. You don't have to worry about it. What you mean? Y'all don't get lice.
Well, that lady was racist. That nurse is an ignorant. I got news for you. That white nurse is an ignorant bitch because
I've never heard of a black person who has lice. If a black person has lice, they usually have a white parent.
No, I remember in growing up in like North Carolina in my elementary school, I remember a couple of black kids.
I've never heard of a black person having lice.
They just jumped off a white person's head.
Never.
If anecdotal evidence is where we're stopping, I remember.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I've never heard. All right, like, black people don't sunburn.
Sure.
You can sunburn, though. Yes, you can.
You can get skin cancer. Black
people don't sunburn. Black people don't sunburn.
I love this.
If black people sunburn, the continent of Africa.
Oh, okay. So here's what the fact is. The hair texture makes it less likely to get head lice, but no, you're not immune to getting head lice. It is less likely.
Who wrote that?
This is on Snopes. This is on Snopes.
White devil wrote that.
Yeah. It's on a devil blog.
Well, but that just means...
But that's the first... Like
that
I said,
just means they're grafted. It doesn't mean they're the devil.
Had lice. Never heard of that.
So let's try to get some lice in the black community. I mean, why do whiteys get all the lice? Nobody.
But there is a claim that black people can't get lice from each other for some reason. It's just less likely. What the fuck? Just explain to me why devil though, like, because I know a lot of people get upset. I don't have a fucking anti 5%er thing. So I don't.
Nicky.
Oh, it's awesome that Nick just walked in. We were talking about 5%ers, Nick.
5%ers.
Yeah, 5% nation. Gay bars and 5% nation.
Lesbians.
Not to be confused with the 1%, which is a total.
Well, I mean, look, dude, if you don't believe that there's a, you know, black man's God and all, basically, it's not even, from how you describe it, it sounds like it'd be easy to just cut out the middleman and not have a religion.
Let's just first have Nick DiPaolo admit.
But that's the thing, we don't teach religion.
5% is not a religion.
Let's have Nick DiPaolo admit
it's a cult.
Everybody came from Africa. Say it, Nick.
Everybody came from Africa, and we all regret it.
Welcome to the show.
Good night, everybody. Just when I thought I couldn't damage the career anymore.
God, you got a couple more.
Nobody's going to hear this, let's be honest.
No one.
No Jews that can help me.
Oh, hold on. So last night, Sherrod, I did the Cellar podcast, okay?
Oh, yeah, with that dude.
We had this kid, Michael.
No, it's not a podcast anymore. Michael, it's a talk show.
It's on Sirius.
It's a radio show?
It's a talk show now.
Listen, if
Gnome's doing a talk
show, if Gnome's on it, it'll never be anything.
We're going to call
it
a podcast.
That show's good.
It's not a podcast.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of Michael?
You got to get me on there.
Have you ever heard of Michael Denzel Smith, either of you? He's a writer for like Salon and The Nation. And
he's a puss.
Oh, real.
Hold on.
Real neutral guy.
He's a punk.
No, he's a radical. I got out of him. But I tried to get him on this show a long time ago, okay?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't come on because he wrote an article called How to Create a Thug. And this is the story, okay? He was at a party with his white friends. He grew up in Virginia Beach. Nice two-parent home with a lawn. Okay?
No such thing, but go ahead. I've been down there. Go ahead.
any house with two parents.
The point is, there's nothing hood or thug about this kid.
Okay.
But he's at a party with his white friends, I guess from The Nation or whatever, and somebody coked up asked him if he knew where to get coke. The guy had been trying to find coke desperately. So he's the one black guy there. The guy goes, look, I don't mean to sound racist. Do you know where I can get some coke? So then he writes this fucking article. Okay,
The kid prefaced it with, I don't mean to be racist, still had a problem with it. What a fucking touchy, faggy
that's
world.
That's how all racist conversations start, though.
Well, if we don't say that, we're racist. If we do say it, what the fuck?
How do I get this?
Trying to have a balance.
Fucking trying to tell me how to talk.
How do I get this chocolate face to give me coke? You tell me. So fucking.
You really woke the white people up on this show, Nick. Thanks for coming.
I know.
Now we got a race war. Nick's here. Wait, so he goes.
By the way, thank you for writing that sketch that I'm going to do next week.
Which sketch are you in?
Fucking, you know what? 12 Angry Men.
Oh, I didn't write that. Right? That's Schumer. I wrote part of it. That's Amy's sketch,
well,
though.
I'm assuming you wrote the funny part.
A woman couldn't do it, huh?
No fucking way. I'm kidding. She's hilarious. So one brother's very funny, but no offense. So, you're pretty good, too.
Okay,
please,
so
you're a fucking
because
he's a feature.
Wait, so let me tell you what happened to this kid.
When am I going to open for you again?
Shut up about your opening, Caitlin. No one cares.
It's not a job interview.
Fucking Caitlin trying to apple polish her way in. Oh, my God. In my future, I might be a loser. You became a comic. You're a loser. You don't have to worry about being a loser. You are a loser. So he goes, so his friends told the guy to get out of here because he asked him to buy coke. And then he goes, I could have punched him in the face.
No, you couldn't
have. I wanted to punch him in the face. I would have felt completely justified. At 19, I would have punched him in the face. No, you wouldn't have.
No, you wouldn't have, you liar. No, you would have punched shit in the face.
Nobody
who
punches people in the face say, I should have punched him in the
even,
face.
Yeah, he goes, I decided the inevitable night in jail and assault charges wouldn't be worth it. At 19, I had a completely different calculus. I wasn't just angry. I felt I was living on borrowed time. I thought I was supposed to be dead by 18, and I knew 21 wasn't an option. At 19, I was living ready to die.
Yeah, shut up, you liar. Okay,
hold on.
You are Biggie
first
album,
of all, one of his parents
ass.
Is white.
Yes.
Hold on. No, right? His dad's right. A Navy man. I just want to show you
that's
what
this. That's white enough for me.
Just so you know, what? Hold on. This kid that Navy was ready man. To die, I want you to see just what he looks like.
What is it? Urkel?
You see this kid?
I don't matter, though, what you look like, though.
No, but he's not ready
in person. No, dude, if you see him in person. Oh, sorry. When I saw him in person, I realized what the deal is. This
he
kid's
came
I like
on
I like when people I see people huddled up. I go, I tapped my next to me. They about to ask me for weed. Watch. I love it. I was in front of Gotham one time.
Why
I'm like,
the fuck
watch these
wouldn't you?
Yes, I would do it too.
I would say a higher percentage of the black population smokes weed than fucking white.
But here's why I
depend on black people for weed. I depend on it.
Fucking
Nick,
Harry
here's
Sapir.
Why the dude was dumb who came up to this jerk in his blog or whatever. You don't go to black dudes for coke.
No, that's right.
Who goes to a black dude for coke?
No, that's rich
it's
white kids.
It's going to be
stepped on. Yeah, well, you know what that is? That's a guy who was probably coming down off coke and desperate to get some more coke. And when you want coke real bad, you'll say anything, we'll up and including, anything. I'll
but
suck
also,
your dick.
But also, the black kid's the probably... He's more hip than any white guy at the party, so he might fucking know somebody who knows somebody. It doesn't mean he's the dealer.
Right, and if you're 19 years old, be a little cooler than that fucking fag.
And maybe he asked,
why are you acting like a 90-year-old man? Like, why are you asking me
but,
for drugs?
But also, like he
this
probably
is
asked,
a party.
He probably asked 10 people before he got to him. It wasn't the first person he asked.
Yeah.
Dude, all good points. But exactly. This kid I saw him. You were there last night at the cellar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this kid was there, dude. When I saw him in person,
this
I was
kid?
Like... No, this guy Michael Denzel Smith. There's no way he would have hit anybody. He's in the closet for sure.
I wanted him to come on his show because I will run circles.
He's saying gay people don't hit
nigga.
People.
No, but this kid's story became real apparent. We got him on. Okay, so I tried to get him on the show from this article. I'm like, dude, just come on and talk because I gotta say, you seem like you wouldn't hit nobody. Like, I'm glad you made the choice to not drink your potion and turn into Stefan on the guy. I almost went Urkel to Stefan, but I chose a better way.
Running circles around new Urkels. That's why I didn't come on the show, though, because I don't want to give somebody else's podcast everything that we get.
But I like him better. Listen,
but I wanted him on our show.
Okay, but the kid, I liked him better. Talk on fucking, by the way, he's a nobler fellow at the Nation magazine. Like, he couldn't be less thuggy on every level. He's 28 years old.
I like him, though. He don't got to be thug to be black, but I like him because he's trying to learn.
He's a smart guy. Guy, right?
He's trying to learn.
He's very learned, educated. You don't need to try to appropriate like you're also maybe a thug. And like, be happy that you're a smart guy that grew up
but
in a nice house.
That's
mindset.
How hard it is being black, though, Kurt. Welcome to being black. It's so hard.
That's
you got to be smart
yeah,
and thug. You got to do it all or you ain't
Jesus
doing none of it.
Fucking Christ.
Let's
I
go to commercial. Nick's here. Let's go to commercial.
Okay, wait.
You have commercials?
So wait, listen.
You
so
have commercials?
Maybe.
So yeah. He came on. Here's why he was on Gnome's podcast, okay?
All right, let's.
He came on because.
Let's throw the people at Welch's. A show waiting to happen. If this fucking world was half fair, I'd be fucking bigger than Rock. Fucking admit it, you fucking liberal cocksucker. Anyways.
So he wrote an article. Wait, listen.
Sherrod,
he wrote an article called Chris Rock's Poisonous Legacy.
Yes, and he's talking about me.
How to get rich. How to get rich and exalted, chastising bad blacks. And remember Chris Rock's joke about
niggas
and blacks. And if you want to hide your money, hide it in books because niggas don't read.
Niggas are looking at. Yeah.
Okay, so his whole thing.
It's one of the best jokes ever.
Yeah, it's a great joke.
Ever.
I found it a tad offensive.
So, well, why he finds it offensive is he says all these supposed bad blacks, usually in the neighborhoods, they look out for the nerds. It's like black people who are successful, a lot of them got to be successful because someone who almost sacrificed themselves to a life of crime.
That's why I say he was contradicting himself because he's not describing bad blacks who do it. He's describing blacks.
Right.
The bad blacks are the motherfuckers who try to be counterproductive to those
people
trying to help those kids.
And we couldn't get him. And I go,
that's
dude, I'm
point.
Sure
can
there's...
Can we edit that out?
I'm sure... But I go, dude, I'm sure there's people helping you. I know all kinds of people that were into some shit and they didn't... It was circumstance making them do that.
Oh, those are Jews, Kurt.
Okay? but there's fucking... you can't tell me that the sociopath that would have fucking... doesn't give a fuck about anybody, you could say that's bad, right? Like, that guy, he won't say it. He will not say there's anybody bad. It's only the fault of racism, anything you do. And I'm like, that's how I know you didn't live in any hood.
Yes.
You that's how I knew you grew up in the suburbs.
That's an outsider's view of what's going on.
Because if you did grow up in the hood.
Media's view. That's what he got.
Yeah.
Nice liberal
dose
of reality. Fucking woe is me, victim horseshit.
But listen, if you grew up someplace rough, you know goddamn well who the guys are that are a fucking problem, okay? And to avoid them. And you know who's like basically a good person, but they're forced to do some shit.
Right.
But this fucking kid's all theory because all he like you talking about being in Long Island High School, turning 5%. He read some books.
Right.
Okay. He never faced a fucking struggle other than his dad not accepting he's gay. Okay.
That's what I accept it.
I'm not downing him for being gay, but he's not out of
I
the
am.
Closet.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with being. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
If but this kid got so flustered talking to Gnome, okay, because he wouldn't just answer a question. He went, no, you're not listening to me.
That's why
and he got all huffy, and we had to stop the fucking show.
Oh, really?
Man. And Noam's like, hey, man, you want a drink? You want to, like, because this kid's not used to just having a normal conversation.
No, he's never been challenged.
Challenged,
that's
yes.
right.
He surrounds himself with idiots who think just like him, which is half the world right now.
He's talking to,
he's talking to white
people that can't call him out.
No, yeah, exactly. You know who he's talking to normally? Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC.
Well, exactly, yeah, and that's the whole fucking
but,
media.
Okay,
that's
hold
why
on.
I would love to have him on a show. That's why I didn't do the Comedy Cellar show, because I want to have our, that's what we got here for this show, for this podcast. So if they want a black person who can speak and talk and be aggressive on it, then
but
he's
still, but wait, he still shut down Will, which this made me laugh my ass off.
Will, of course he shut down Will. Will's a stutterer before.
Will, dude.
I love him, friend of the show.
Yeah, no, Will's on the show, but Will goes starts talking about this Willie Lynch slave master note that went around on the internet, which is a hoax. It's not a real thing. Okay,
what,
but this,
Willie Lynch?
Yeah, that,
Lynch,
you heard of Willie Lynch?
No.
Yeah, that's not real. It's an urban myth.
No.
Yeah, no, it is.
What's Willie Lynch? It's, what is that?
It was a thing about how slave masters. In fact, a lot of there's a lot of Malcolm X bullshit about it, about the house Negro and the field Negro. But basically, it was some shit invented in the 70s that went around online that people think is and will.
There's no
course.
Online in the 70s.
But the reason that people talk about it now is because it was
online.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like Marine Todd. You ever hear of Marine Todd?
No.
Like a Marine walked into a class and slapped around an atheist professor and he goes, there is a God. You never heard these fucking stories?
No. Right. Well, no.
I know. Where do I find these stories, Kurt?
Well, Willie Lynch syndrome is.
I got a question.
A slave master.
I don't know who led me in here, but
taught the slaves masters of America how to
be a
treat
slave
them.
Master.
Yeah, there's no Willie Lynch. It's not real.
We back on that again.
Okay, but this kid Michael's a smart. He's a smart dude, so he knew it was a made up thing. So as timid as he was when Will said that, she goes, "No, that's not real." Like he just autistic came to life.
Yes.
To correct a bad fact from Will, and then watching Will trying to defend like this shit's real was the funniest.
Will Sylvans.
I got which a question. Will? What time does this show end?
Whenever
we want.
When I fucking say.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm doing a podcast. I don't know if it's in this exact table.
Well, that's
is
over
it?
Now.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. It could be another fucking
you're not in the wrong place.
They can't place. It's a nice place.
Let me tell you something. They can't start till we finish.
All right. I'm
got
fucking
you.
In.
Dude, I
got
to find the clip of this kid.
Plug my special. Will you?
Oh, yeah. When's the special?
It's Another Senseless Killing.
Another Senseless
yeah,
Killing. When
Nick,
is it?
At nickdip.com.
Nickdip.com.
And it'll be, you can pre-order it now on iTunes. It'll
definitely.
Be coming out February 17th on iTunes.
Okay,
it's
yes.
In the top 100 pre-orders right now.
Okay. I believe it.
Well, I don't know what that means. There's probably 102 albums out there. So.
That's Dip. Amazing. Yeah.
Nickdip.com.
Yeah, $8 on my website. I'll pay more later.
$8?
You heard that? Go pick up Nick DiPaolo.
Holy shit, Nick.
Go pick up DiPaolo's new album.
What the fuck? I'm not Greg Rogel here.
February.
17th.
On iTunes. I'll go to nickdip.com right now and get it.
Get it right now, nickdip.com. Yeah.
Somebody paid $208 for it. It's $8. You can pay as much as you want.
Can you?
Yeah.
What is this, a museum?
I could pay more.
Yeah, they're donations. I didn't start that hippie shit, you know.
Pay
dude,
what you can.
This kid, Mike, wait, hold on. This kid, Michael, went
I
on.
I got that joke. I'm in a museum in 20 years.
I just, nobody cares. I went on, he was on TV going, he goes, people, because I'm black, people fear my black body. I'm like, dude.
Who said that? Yeah.
This kid, Michael Denzel Smith. I'm like,
he
dude, like no one,
fella.
Just so you know, you can fuck my sister anytime you could put a hoodie on and put the hood up and come over and fuck my sister. That's how adorable and safe you are on every level. You are not going to go through none of this shit. Any other fucking dude's gonna go through. Trust me on that. You lovable.
First time I see this kid, I'm sure the first thing he's
I know what he's
do,
going through.
It's gonna move.
Yeah,
his
no,
purse.
I understand
he's
how
gonna
he
move his purse to the other side.
Oh, but true. It's a true.
Bring it.
No, but look, but Kurt, you know me, right?
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, I was making fun of like in my first UCB class.
Yeah.
No one talked to me.
Oh, I believe it.
Of course, because
no
they're fucking punks.
Why? Yeah, I but like,
why not?
Because I was, I don't know,
the new
some
guy?
Spanish hip-hop looking
yeah.
dude.
Yeah,
the new guy.
I believe you know? It.
Was it all white kids? Was it all white
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, all white kids. But it was 101. It's when everyone first starts.
That's just you know a natural saying? Tendency.
Yeah.
No, but I get
everybody.
It. I get it. I'm just saying it happens. And yeah. I'm not a thug.
But they're fucking nerds. Listen, when you were doing stand-up, I met you at comics. All comics are taught. Like, we met immediately when
right.
you were there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a punk-ass improv fucking twink. And I don't fucking, ooh, who's that guy? He seems very urban.
That's how nerds think? Really?
Yeah, that is. Oh, well, nerds and Nick DiPaolo.
No, I'm saying.
Listen, fuck it. They can't. Two points yes. ago,
I can't even keep it.
Improv. There's so many different nerds now. It's all like.
Yeah, action. I can't even break it down. That's why I'm living in Westchester with a bunch of rich Jews.
I knew it.
They think I'm. They think I'm Dominican.
Right? I'm sure they do.
They do.
They're like, here come Ricky Ricardo.
The minute I get up there, I bought a Mazda and I took the muffler off.
Dude, listen. You know, white hipster kids. The only black people they feel comfortable around are like Hannibal. Yeah. If you put on some glasses, what you should have done was dress up like Andre 3000 and put on some knee socks.
Italian, they were afraid of this fucking? Come on.
Because they go, oh, they like to talk about, you know, they're not racist and shit, but they fucking are on every level.
Every level.
So, like, if you just watch an episode of Girls, who's her one black friend? Fucking Donald Glover. That's the guy they're comfortable with.
Right.
That's
the black man they like. They like little black men. That's how white people like black men. Small and petite. You can put them on your rearview mirror.
I mean, that's not
take them out your pocket, put them on a keychain, tickle them when you have
them. Listen, nothing against Hannibal, but that's what they love. They're like, oh, it's a black man being clever instead of moving around a lot and scaring me.
Being aggressive, even though he's not being aggressive.
Right. I wonder if I could. I do Hannibal's room in the knitting factory in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, I did that room.
And I do it out of hate. Like, I want revenge on that crowd. And I'm always, that's why I show up there, because I fucking despise them.
They're good people, but they need to be leaned on. It's just like people who had too much but think they didn't have enough.
Yeah.
That's all. This ain't black or white. It's just motherfuckers.
No,
who,
it's
kind of like college mentality. Like, you think you know when you get to college.
That's right.
Yeah.
Think they know already before even learning at college.
But that's what this kid writing about Chris Rock. Listen,
that's epitome of dumb.
That's what this kid writing about Chris Rock was.
Yes, epitome of dumb. Because
I go, listen, man. Chris Rock's even like kind of dicky to me in the cell. I go,
yes.
But it's still an honor for me that a comedy legend fucking would even know me to be a dick to me. Chris. I wouldn't write some shit declaring his legacy poisonous. Who the fuck are you at 28?
Yes.
At 28, you're going to take this guy that all of every race comedians look up to as a guy, and you're going to declare he's fucking, he's a poisonous legacy.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, Virginia. Fuck.
The kid's pissed because Chris pointed out a few faults in black people. That's why he's pissed.
That is why he's pissed.
And that's why he's uncomfortable with his own fucking sexuality in the first place.
Rock is the guy who got me into the cellar, right? He got me into the cellar. No. Rock has made it. I go to I see
first Kamau Bell and now this shit. What is your cousin doing?
I see him in the cellar. I'm like, yo, I want to say thank you for getting me some spots here. He's like, get the fuck out of my face. But he's Chris Rock. That's it. He has carte blanche. He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
But they don't
have that kind of respect for a guy that, because you know why?
They're not into comedy.
Well, not only are they not into comedy, they're into this radical shit where they hate the patriarchy. We've got to dismantle the patriarchy.
That's all the shit I've been pushing against my whole life.
Right. So do you understand what the patriarchy is? That's a guy that of Chris Rock's fucking stature that achieved things and should tell you a thing or two about. No, he's a man, and we need to dismantle his patriarchy.
You can go around the country talking about how you.
A woman could tell me something. A woman could, but not a man anymore.
Go punch a cop on the bridge, fucking.
You can go around the country telling people how you fed people, how you was poor and fed everybody, and try to give babies homes. And when you get to the peak of your success with helping people, somebody could be like, "We got to bring this motherfucker down."
Of course,
of course.
So I don't care what
you
do.
All that. This nigga think he all like
helping babies. Fuck babies. That's
how the motherfuckers but like, no dude, matter. This is how I cornered it. I go, I'm like, listen, are you? What do you think?
You told him kiss a girl.
I showed him a picture of pussy, and he went,
"What is
it?" He's not gonna come on this show.
No, of course not. He should because he'll be fair.
And we'd be nice, dude.
What's his name? Michelle Denzel.
Michael Denzel Smith. I want
Denzel,
him on the show.
Challenge. Get
but
on the
see,
show.
I told them I showed up late because I knew if he just saw me at the table, he was probably going to leave.
Right.
Because he's afraid to be called. He only wants to go on MSNBC where they're going to like pet him and be like,
and high five. And
yeah, it is dangerous
sit on
for
the
you.
O'Reilly practice, whatever.
You're the black man people are afraid of, Michael. You are with your glasses and bow tie.
I feel like it says a lot that like the big example of racism in his life is some guy talking to him at a party. Like,
yeah, there you go.
Really,
yes.
How much racist shit in your life have you ever heard? Like, just in your daily life,
I've been chased, that you had to deal with.
And couldn't, like, I made a decision not to hit him. How many shit would you say, K-Bar?
When you figure like this,
that's that could be daily. Yeah. That could be daily.
That's right. It is daily.
I love it.
Daily. Right.
It could be daily for a
so,
black man.
So to hear somebody whining about one time somebody asked them for goods and services.
At a party.
At a
party.
You mean,
brought
like,
in a whitey, that's what you get.
I mean, yeah, motherfucker, why are you at an all-white party of hipsters?
You're the drug dude, white and black dude at a white party.
Get like, people
to
have real problems. For
it's not like he asked him to hang up his coat.
Shine his shoes.
Excellent point.
Yeah, fuck. You know what I mean?
But that's
I love getting that racist.
Make
shit.
That
I laugh all the time.
What are you doing coming through the front door?
Yeah, but you're not like racist. A man. You're like a grown man. You see what I'm saying? And there's a difference between this kid hates like manhood. He hates it. You see what I'm saying? That's what patriarchy shit means. That's why they don't like when you say like, oh, there should be a father in the home. They don't like that shit. Like, no, a mother can just do it. So that
yeah,
way,
we can we
toxic
have no
masculinity.
Evidence.
This kid wrote an article about his dad, how his dad basically didn't raise him. His parents were together 25 years. He goes, yeah, he taught me how to shoot a basketball, sure. And he could fix things.
This
and he paid.
Dick.
He goes, but he didn't teach.
His father's a dick.
I don't like
he
this
goes, father's
kid.
A dick, not the... Not the
no, he goes, wait, listen. He goes, he didn't teach me how to love, and he didn't teach me how to cry. You
that's
wanted
your
father.
Job, you
that's
dumb
right.
Fuck.
That's your bitch whore mother's job to fag you up.
Yeah, hold up. I don't know nobody's mother to tell you you better learn how to cry. We better
even your mother. That's yes. even too gay for yes. your mother to teach yes. you.
Shut them tears up.
Yes.
Give you something to cry for.
Right. But do you understand?
Give you something to cry
look,
for.
And I do feel bad for him on this level. It's like because he won't come out of the closet. The kid's obviously gay. So what he meant was my father didn't teach me how to be a pussy liberal. That's what he's saying.
Listen,
my father didn't.
When we bring this kid on, he will come to the show.
He won't.
First thing I'm going to do, hug him and give him a big kiss in the mouth. Just to let
I
him know
tried
that he's
to do both those
just
things.
Be yourself. I'm a smoocher.
Yeah,
I tried to stick the head in. He wouldn't let me do none of it.
You look like a gremlin. Like I don't just.
We gotta wrap
who
it
looks
up.
Like a gremlin? Shut
it.
The fuck up, Kaylin. Holy shit, Kaylin trying to like one up me on the show has got to stop.
I like it. That's stop. What I like.
Kaylin, men are trying to talk here.
Like, men are talking. Kaylin, men. At this patriarchy table are talking.
I didn't say shit about your weird observations about
this. We do not need you to try to get one over on
I'm just
any level.
I empathize
like
with somebody
why I
like terrified
Metzger.
At your like aggressive makeout attempt.
I was not aggressive, and also I was very gentle. Okay, I've licked my pinky first.
Okay,
okay.
Like
went,
a
come
gentleman.
Come here, young man. I went, mwah, and I gave him a, and I massaged it a little bit.
Right, okay, thank
you. He had no reason to act like he did. Okay,
you're a godsend, sir.
I shouldn't have popped the buttons
Nick,
off his pants.
I got a special out.
Oh, yes.
Another senseless
February
killing.
February 17th is dropping. You can go right now to nickdip.com.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have sponsors we got to talk about?
Yeah, we'll do that after the show. But we got
oh,
like
they put it in
Vegas.
On the thing.
Vegas.com, and we got
we got another sponsor, Vegas.com.
Yeah. And G-Pen's about to sign up. I spoke to my boy Chris.
Well, that would be awesome if G-Pen signs up.
G-Pen is big, and they send us some packages.
The fuck's G-Pen?
Yeah.
What is that?
Electronic weed smoking.
It's a vaporizer for legal tobacco products.
I try to get them for my show. No interest.
Really?
Listen, I get deep end.
Okay, we don't have enough time, but K-Boy, thanks for coming. Cypher,
thanks
for coming.
Nick DiPaolo, thanks for coming.
Nick DiPaolo dropped in. You can't ask
thanks for
letting
me. Yeah, I'd love to come in.
Yeah,
discuss
definitely.
This in depth.
No, we got to have Nick and somebody else who's going to be like the opposite of Nick.
Oh,
and that'll
yes.
be a good fucking show.
How about any Earthling? Any Earthling is opposite of Nick DiPaolo.
What are you talking about? I don't hang with your crowd. You don't hang with mine. Fucking, I know people think you guys are fucking mentally ill.
Why would they think that?
I
have done nothing.
Crowd. I hang with your crowd.
You're sharp, actually, Kurt.
Usually, I'm usually in the back seat when I hang with your crowd.
I met with Kurt. The fucking night I met Kurt, we get in a little argument. This is when I fucking love Kurt. I go, what are you fucking? He goes, you're a fucking asshole.
Oh, because I want healthcare. That's why he don't believe it.
You want healthcare? No, nobody wants healthcare.
He's like, name one government, you know, like how, you know, a real country has.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, you should just die in the street.
Yeah.
I don't want to pray.
That wasn't the argument.
It was. It was a healthcare argument. All right, well, we are.
Trust me,
time.
It keeps them up at night still, so thanks for that. Race Wars,
I don't
for coming
like
out,
K-Bar. Fighting against me.
Sife, Nick, Caitlin of always.
Okay.
Curdy, we're out. Race Wars, your mother's house.